Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Naya. How may I help you?
My name is Mark Steen, and I got an email from you guys saying I had joined something, your Essential Fitness Trends, and I have no idea who you are, and I'm not, where you charge me for $59. What is this? I have no idea who you are, so I canceled the charge.
You disputed it with your bank?
Pardon me?
You said you disputed it with your bank.
Yes, I did.
Okay, can I get you to verify your address to find your account?
145 Chandler Drive, Roseburg, Oregon, 97471.
Okay, so this charge came from when you tried to win a Craftsman, and what happened was...
Then where the hell did you get off charging me $59?
Can I tell you what the charge was for, please?
Yeah, it's a scam.
Okay. So what happened was with that came a monthly meal plan called the Bites Hub. It is an app that focuses on how to use
Google to boost your energy. You guys crammed something on it that you didn't tell me was on there. The charge has been discontinued. Is this a scam?
Okay, can I finish,
please? No way, is that in that ad? Did you show this?
Okay, but it do focus on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings. Do you want the meal plan?
I don't want that at all. That's not what I was interested in. And you charged me $59 and something for something that I didn't have no idea was on there?
Can we offer you $20 a month for it?
No, I don't want it. I've already canceled it. I'm
okay,
done.
You're
canceled. They will be coming after you because it's a fraud, and you know it.
Okay, sir, you have been canceled, so they will not try to bill you again. What did you say?
That ad you put on Facebook. You're
sir,
a fraud. You're
we just work for
people.
The company, sir. We're not the actual company who charged you.
I understand that. That may be true, but you better get it right. You're going to get in trouble.
Okay, so what would you like for me to do for you?
I don't want nothing from you.
I know I did cancel you out.
I want you to reverse the charge.
Oh, I can't do that because you already
I didn't agree to $59.95. It was $2. Was the ad, lady. I can look it up on Facebook. It was $2, not $59 to some company that I have no idea who it was. That's called fraud.
Okay, so if you do call back with your bank on the line, we can assist you with the refund.
It's already been done and closed, and they're going to do a fraud investigation.
Right, they're going to call us. So to avoid even trying to lose your fraud, if you have them call us, we can issue a refund.
You call them.
No, you have to get them to call us, and you have to be on the line. But
I've already put it in motion, so.
Right, and if you get them on the line and get them to drop the charges, you can get your refund. But if you don't, it's just going to take a long process for a refund when you could have just called us from the beginning and just got the refund. But now that you disputed it with your bank, you have to call back with your bank on the line.
Okay.
All right.
I'll
thank
see
you
what
for calling.
Okay. It's already done. I'm not paying it.
Okay, thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Bye.